Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From July 1st, a new customs duty of €3 per item in a parcel will apply to items bought online from the UK and other non-EU countries. Why is that happening? And why will it, or and how will it affect Irish customers? Well, Katrina Redmond is consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner. Katrina, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Claire. How are you?
I'm good, but this is going to strike fear in any online shopper. I mean, who isn't an online shopper these days? They're going to feel this, I think.
Yeah, they are. And the feedback on this since it was announced on the 28th of May has been predominantly negative from the average consumer. And it is going to make a big change to the price you pay for goods that you buy online when they're delivered from outside of the EU.
I was reading your excellent article, Katrina, and I was shocked to see that 91% of small shipments coming into Ireland are from China. I mean, perhaps I shouldn't be surprised, but 91% is a fairly hefty amount.
Yeah, and it's not just that, like 91% and you go, gosh, that's a lot. In the EU alone in the last year, 4.6 billion parcels arrived from China. That's a whopping figure.
Yeah, I mean, we've just been talking about littering, and that's not to say that everything coming from China is going to end up in the bin. I don't mean that at all. But people are thinking what they're buying is cheaper by going a little further sometimes. But now it feels that they're going to feel the pinch.
Well, they are going to feel the pinch, but how much of the pinch they're going to feel really depends on what they're buying and where it's coming from. So, for example, I mean, we're kind of dancing around kind of the topic of, I suppose, Temu and Shein, I guess, a little bit. But both Temu and Shein do have EU distribution locations. And for example, as well, Amazon.ie has a distribution centre in Ireland. In fact, they have a number of them. But it depends on whether the item is being shipped from outside the EU. And that is where we will get caught for this additional, it's called a de minimis, it's a customs duty. So maybe some practical examples might make it a little bit easier to kind of wrap your head around. So for example, if right now, if you buy something that's worth €55 from a shop that's based in China, for example, it would cost you €55. And let's just say the shipping is 10. So that's an entire value of €65. And remember, the shipping is always subject to VAT anyway. And up until now, we've only had to pay VAT. We've never had to pay customs duty for items worth under €150. So the VAT due on that would be 23%, which would be €14.95. So the full cost of the order as of today would be €79.95. So that's the value of the parcel is 65, the VAT is 14.95. So the full amount to get the item to your door, providing you pay the retailer at source, is €79.95. And I might come back to that in a second. So then after the 1st of July, buying the same three items, and let's just say, for example, it's a T-shirt, a jumper and a pair of trousers plus delivery. The value for customs purposes is €65, but you've got three separate items. So each of those individual items will be charged at €3 each. And then there'll be VAT due on top of that. So it'll be €65 plus the €9 customs duty. That'll be calculated at 23%. So the entire cost of your order will be €91.02. So it's an increased cost overall of €11.07 for the exact same parcel. And the reason why I mentioned, you know, this applies if you're paying the retailer at source. If you're not paying the retailer at source and you've got to pay when it arrives, you're more than likely also going to have to pay your delivery agent a handling charge. And for example, on post charge is €6.95.
Wow. I mean, for the however number billion of packages you said, that's a huge amount of money. And how will we know? Because often with customs charges now, you only find out when you get the letter in the door saying we have a parcel of yours and you owe customs. Is this going to be the same idea or will you know at the checkout?
It depends on the retailer. So an awful lot of retailers are already set up for this. And I mentioned Amazon, they're already set up for this. So they're already notifying customers when they reach the checkout that the item might come from outside of the EU and there may be a customs charge applicable. And they've already started charging us the additional VAT that we, you know, that happened a couple of years ago. So you can see all of that listed out in your invoice. So that's the one that's the one example. That's where it's being charged at source. But where it's not being charged at source, you will get that invoice from, say, for example, on Post or maybe another distribution or delivery agent. But there is a way to calculate how much you might owe. So revenue commissioners say it's per distinct item, and they're very clear on it. So it's not just, you know, you can buy a pile of clothes and you only pay a small amount. Every distinct item is going to be charged at €3. So they class it, they say, for example, if you buy three blouses, for example, and one of them is made out of wool and two of them are made out of silk, then that's classed as two distinct items. So it would be a charge of €6. If you buy a T-shirt, a jumper and a pair of jeans, well, then that's going to be €9. And if you buy five T-shirts, it'll be €3 because they're classed as distinct items. They're all the same.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
So it all sounds fairly unfair on the consumer. So why is this happening?
So the whole idea is to encourage consumers to buy from EU-based retailers, to support local businesses, to stop this kind of deluge of potentially poor quality items which have been coming into the EU. We can actually see, if we take a look on the CCPC website, that predominantly an awful lot of the products that have been recalled in the last month have been, there's been quite a few toys recalled that are aimed at children. They've been produced outside the EU and sold into the EU, and these represent a safety issue. You know, they're actually very, very dangerous for our kids to have. So what they want to do is they want to control the standard of the products, but also the quality of the products, and also to encourage us to support local businesses.
So with all of this customs, often people will, you know, they'll say no, as you say, at the checkout, and they'll decide this is too expensive and hopefully funnel the business more locally. But what I have found, I've begun to step away from online shopping now because the returns are so clogged. It can take weeks for your return to actually end up back in your bank. And, you know, you'd want forensics through your emails to keep an eye on the whole thing. So is this likely to happen on a larger scale because more and more people might be saying no to that invoice?
Well, here's the interesting thing. You actually won't be entitled to a refund on returns. So if you have to return the items that you bought to outside of the EU, that charge, whether it's €3, €9, €15, that's going to be your loss if you're returning the items. So I really do think this is going to make a massive difference to people going forward.
So what's your advice to people? To think twice before you order online?
Yeah, and also bear in mind, I know you're about to get loads of questions because these are the kind of questions I've been getting over the past week. What if I spend €150? Can I get around the customs charges that way? But the answer to that is no, because all parcels valued over €150 are already subject to customs duty and VAT. So the exact rate that you pay depends on what you're buying. But paying the de minimis charges are cheaper than paying the full rates on a more expensive parcel. But I suppose you've got to take stock. Decide if you really, really need these items or not. I understand that people feel that they can't get these items within the Republic of Ireland. But I also want to remind people that the statistics say that we have enough clothes manufactured on the earth for all of us right now. We don't need new clothes. So maybe start looking at secondhand shops, start taking a look at eBay, start taking a look at Vinted, start taking a look at alternative ways to get the items that you want. And remember, like, this money is your money. So if you're throwing it, I don't mean throwing it, but if you're spending it on items that are produced outside of the EU, there's a knock-on effect in your local community. There's a knock-on effect on the money that is invested in your local community. So understand that if you're prepared to pay these, that's fine, you know, but there are alternative ways to invest. Definitely.
Yeah. I'd love to hear from listeners if you are somebody that online shops regularly outside of the EU and would buy a lot from China. What's your thoughts on this? Will it change how you shop? Do get in touch with us, 53106 at a cost of 30 cents, or you can WhatsApp us for free on 087 1400 106. We've a question here for you, Katrina. What if I buy a multi-pack of the same item?
So if you're buying a multi-pack of identical same items, it's just going to be €3 charged. So, for example, maybe you're buying a pack of five pairs of socks, you'll only be charged €3.
Okay. All right. So it's the kind of difference in materials that might play a role, or if there's a lot of small items going into the one packet, they will be charged separately.
Yeah. And the Revenue Commissioners also has an example where they say if somebody, say, buys a bundle of stationery, they buy pencils, pens and a ruler. So each of those items are distinctly different. So if you buy pencils, pens and a ruler, that'll be a €9 charge, to give you an example. It's all highly technical, but there are going to be some very surprising charges coming in. If you buy small value items and get a load of them in the pack, you could be paying nearly €20 for your parcel that is valued under 150.
Well, Katrina Redmond, consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner. It's something I think we'll continue to discuss. Thank you very much for coming on. A texter says, my mother buys card-making items from Temu maybe three times a year, but there could be 10 items in there. These items are not available in the EU. And yeah, I mean, there are going to be people for whom this is going to be making an impact on something that wasn't frivolous, you know, or wasn't fast fashion. And I do really get that. But what about the impact it will make on landfill? What about the impact it will make on local businesses? Do you think it's worth it? I'd love to hear from you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.